Bryony, good morning.
Morning, how's it going?
Thank you for joining us. So, Bryony, is there any indication as to why older generations are more likely to share content which is untrue?
I think at the moment we're still just finding the basic phenomenon. I think the reasons why is definitely the next step. But yeah, there were actually two papers. There was ours that came out last week, and 2 weeks before that, there was a second study that had very similar findings using different methods and different data. So yeah, we're pretty sure at least that all the adults do share more misinformation.
And is it kind of like a chain reaction with older people, their friends will share their friends' fake news, and that's why it spreads?
Most likely. We saw that older adults were likely to both be exposed to more fake news and share it. So we think it is coming from both directions.
Right. Well, we do, you know, hear a lot about the so-called fake news these days, but how much exactly false information is lying around on the internet to be found? Is a large proportion of what we're sharing fake news?
Actually, it was a very reassuringly small proportion of information or political news that was shared was what we classed as fake news. It was quite rare. So that's at least was, I think, one of the most positive findings. Yeah, it was very infrequent.
Well, just how small and infrequent was it?
Well, it's actually really hard to gauge. We've been talking a lot in the lab. Well, you know, is this a big deal? Was it actually, you know, a substantial like phenomenon? And we came up with the conclusion that for most people, it wasn't much of a big deal, but for a small minority, it was a big deal. I think one of the main stories was concentration. So we found both sharing and exposure extremely concentrated. So for example, for exposure, we saw that 1% of people saw 80% of the fake news. And for sharing, it was even more extreme. We found 0.1% shared 80% of the fake news. So we had a sample of about 16,000 people. So that really is literally 16 people sharing 80%.
Oh, so, right.
Yeah.
So is it the same people who are over and over finding and sharing the fake news?
Yeah, we find that in general, if you see a lot, you share a lot.
Right. If you've just joined us on The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Bryony Swire-Thompson from Northeastern University in Boston about why older generations tend to share a large number of untrue content on the internet compared to younger generations. So, Bryony, how exactly can we determine whether the internet content we're sharing is real or fake?
It's a really good question. I think every study on misinformation and fake news is defining it slightly differently. And I think one of the battles that our field has is really having a consensus on what fake news and even misinformation actually means online. For ours, we use the definition of like fake news sources. So we had these lists of sources that we really thought had, it came down to the legitimacy of like the editorial processes. So did these news sites share corrections? Did they have like a journalism team, or did the articles themselves have authors? Did those authors did they have journalism degrees? These kind of, so it was down to not the individual stories, which is another way you can research them. I think they're both really good ways to look at it. But in ours, yeah, we did it on the domain level.
Right. Well, in the report, as we mentioned before, older generations seem to be more susceptible to fake news. Why exactly is this? Are they less concerned about online security, or is there something we're missing?
Oh, it could be so many things. It could be like media and digital media literacy. It could be perhaps some kind of cognitive decline. And I did some experimental research on misinformation, and we did find that older adults over the age of 65 were, if you correct them, they're just as likely as younger adults to update their beliefs correctly. But over time, if you measure it, you know, say 1 or 3 weeks later, they're more likely to re-believe in the initial misconception at a faster rate than younger adults. So, I think it's really still up in the air why it's happening, and I have to emphasize that it's definitely not the norm. I think, you know, a lot of older adults are really savvy about this and really aware, but it's just the likelihood increases on average as people get older.
Right. And well, you know, regardless of age, what can we do to, you know, help us spot out fake news?
Yeah, tricky. I think just being aware of the source, or looking into the source of the information often, I think, being a bit skeptical and being aware of who is saying and stating the information, and what websites, perhaps their, you know, their reputation, I think is a good first step, but it is a really complicated, tricky problem.
Right, yeah, it is quite difficult because there seems to be a lot of talk about it, and you never know what's real or what's fake these days. Well, Bryony, that's all the time we've got for. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Not a problem at all.